It's a Tuesday afternoon, September 3rd, and time for our weekly update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council on Pioneer Radio. Joining us is a longtime Crookston, Minnesota resident, and also former Polk County auditor, Jerry Amiot. And we're going to talk today about another very important event coming up, and that's on Sunday, September 8th in Crookston. It's called Pioneer Day. The Polk County Museum is in Crookston. It's on Highway 2 as you leave the city on the east end of the city, and they acquired the old Glendenning Truck Company building many, many years ago, and they have made a tremendous effort to bring that museum into what it is today. Many exhibits there at the museum that go way back, and if you haven't had a chance to stop on by, please do so at the Polk County Museum in Crookston. And specifically, there's a Pioneer Day celebration coming up, as I mentioned, this Sunday, September 8th. That begins at 11 o'clock in the morning and runs until 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What's the origin of Pioneer Day, Jerry? How'd that start?
I almost think it was going when I joined the board. So you can assume it would be 30 to 35 years at least. And originally, it was a two-day event. So we did that until, I suppose, about 9-10 years ago. And then the Sugar Beet Museum folks, who we collaborate some on our with our event, because they run theirs at the same time and not basically the same day. And now we run a bus back and forth on the half hours so people don't have to worry about moving their cars or losing their parking spots.
Sure.
So they the bus pulls up at our auditorium door, and then they can go, the public can go back and forth.
I know for many years there was Pioneer Days in Crookston that became Oxcart Days, but this is a separate event now. Pioneer Day on Sunday from 11 till 5. Jerry mentioned the Sugar Beet Museum. That museum is just east of where you are at the Polk County Museum along Highway 2. And if you know Crookston, the Polk County Museum is right next to Happy Joe's in Crookston. Now, the day is free. Am I correct on that?
Yes, there's no charge. We do free will donation jars or baskets, and during the entertainment that will be in the Centennial Building, beginning at 12:30, there are two performances there. And then to jump ahead a bit, the Woodpicks coming back to perform in the roughly 132-year-old Half-Soul Church. That'll be at 3 o'clock that day. And that kind of starts to cap off our full day of activities there.
So the live music again in the Centennial Building at the museum. At 12:30, the O'Neill family musicians will be on hand performing live. They're from East Grand Forks. At 2 o'clock, a group known as Double the Trouble. That sounds interesting. And then Jerry mentioned the Woodpicks from Northwest Minnesota performing at 3 o'clock. And that's in the Hofslow Church on the museum grounds there. There's also free wagon rides from 1 till 4 p.m. That's being given by the Point Paradise Stables out of East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And there's demonstrations too, Jerry, that day. Tell me about those demonstrations.
There are several. We have lined up a very young lady, a teenager who has learned to work the spinning wheel, and she's from the Walski family from Crookston, and a regular visitor to our museum grounds, actually. But she has learned that and will be doing that. Normally, we would do that in the Millennium Building, which is the building that houses the fire engines and firefighting equipment, but the temperature is going to be a little cool. Normally, last year we had just beautiful weather, and so if it's cooler, we might have to move that spinning wheel demonstration into the main museum building. And by the way, for those who are coming from a distance and wanting to use GPS, we're on 719 East Robert Street, so that sometimes can be helpful for those coming from a distance.
Sure.
I would like to mention something that's not on the poster that we've distributed, and that is a Lefse making demonstration that'll start probably around 12:30, and there'll be Lefse that'll be available for sale.
Okay, very good. And understand, too, there's a blacksmith on hand on Sunday?
Yes, we're very fortunate to have a gentleman who comes all the way from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and this will be about his fifth or sixth time there. And we thought he wouldn't make it this year because he was going to have cataract surgery, but they moved the date up, and he is coming back, and it's one of the highlights, I feel, of our day, and we're so glad that he is able to make it. So that'll be going on during the day, which is enjoyed by young and old alike.
I understand as well there's a petting zoo for children.
Yes, indeed. The Sun Country and You Petting Zoo, it's Alicia Bertels brings that over, and we put them in the shade next to the main museum building, and they have the small, like the warthog and the goat, who became rather friendly with me a couple of years ago, and I ended up on the first page or on the front page of the Crookston Daily Times. It's quite a nice assortment of these smaller animals and greatly enjoyed by the children. And the adults attending with them.
Well, very good. A full day. It's a big day coming up on Sunday, September 8th in Crookston at the Polk County Museum, the grounds there. It's Pioneer Day, and that kicks off at 11 o'clock in the morning, runs till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. As Jerry mentioned, there's a free bus between the Polk County Historical Society Museum and the Sugar Beet Museum for the convenience for parking. And the event opens up with lunch being served, including pie and ice cream. There'll be exhibits, tours, and demonstrations throughout the entire day. And live music, again at 12:30, the O'Neill Family Band from East Grand Forks. At 2 o'clock, Double the Trouble. At 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, the Woodpicks performing in the Hofslow Church at the museum grounds. And again, there's a petting zoo and free wagon rides. And this activity is funded by the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, in part, including the live music on stage. Have we missed anything, Jerry, as far as the big day on Sunday?
Well, I would just like to mention Double the Trouble was first a part of our event last year, and they have performed at the Chautauqua and French Canadian Festival three times, but this will be their return trip, and many folks have followed them from Hewitt Park to our event, which is, you know, just 2 weeks later.
Sure.
They are 15-year-old identical twin boys that play the fiddle and have beautiful voices and mix up the music with the traditional French Canadian and pop songs like Sounds of Silence and things like that. So we're very grateful to be able to get the grant from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, because without that we would not be able to have the quality of the entertainment that we have had over the past half a dozen years, I would say, because of that funding.
Well, it sounds like a great day for the entire family. Again, the live music, it varies from what Jerry mentioned with Double the Trouble to the bluegrass and folk music of the O'Neill Family Band and country, bluegrass, and gospel from the Woodpicks. It all begins at the Polk County Museum. That's at 11 o'clock in the morning this Sunday, runs until 5, Pioneer Day in Crookston. Well, Jerry, thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for all that you've done in volunteering for the museum, for the other nonprofits you lend your expertise to, including Chautauqua and Oxcart Days. It's a wonderful thing to have that kind of resource available, and you're willing to do that in retirement. Thank you so much for that, and I hope the weather does hold up and you have a great day on Sunday.
Well, thank you very much, Ron, for having me on your program this afternoon.
Take care, Jerry. That's Jerry Amiot. Our update from the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council every Tuesday at 3:05 on Pioneer 90.1.